Well, Graham, I think you turned 35 in a week or two. A nice early birthday present for you, 600 wickets.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of hard work, a lot of luck along the way, but obviously delighted. So it's been a good day for Durham, to be fair, and obviously nice for me to get a few wickets as well.
We thought you might get there, 2-in-2 balls, but there was a big appeal for LBW, which was turned down. And then when you eventually did, I was expecting you to sort of do a lap of the pitch like Phil Mustard did when he got the wicket of Luke Wright at Sussex, but it was pretty subdued in the end.
Like a typical fastball, I thought it was definitely out, but by all accounts, John, as soon as I came, obviously I can understand why I didn't give it out, because it might have been doing a little bit too much. But no, as I said, you know, it's a pretty proud moment for me. Pretty delighted to get there. It's not a massive person to look at wickets and these milestones and stuff, but obviously when you take them, you realise actually I've been around the game for quite a long time, and obviously 600 wickets is a lot of wickets, and a lot of blood, sweat and tears, I suppose, have got into that.
Do you know how many of them you've actually taken for Durham compared to other teams?
I'm actually not sure. Honestly, I mean, generally, until I got that wicket and someone said 600 and I saw it on the big board and kind of got goosebumps a little bit, I had no idea how close I was. I've got a rough idea how close I am to Simon Brown's record, but I'm kind of keeping that to myself to, and then because that is a little goal that I'm actually going towards. That would be pretty special, to be honest. I mean, obviously being at the club for so long, hopefully I get to stay a little bit longer. I mean, that's obviously another thing, and that's another reason why I'm obviously pretty happy with the way things have gone, is obviously the circumstances have been a little bit tricky as well. So ultimately the club are in a strong position. We've backed up the amazing batting in the first innings with a strong bowling performance there.
And you mentioned the contract situation, obviously something you'd like to try and sort out before the end of the season.
Yeah, I've been trying for a long time now. I certainly don't want to leave. I want to stay at the club for as long as I can. Ultimately, in a way, the club are making it a little bit harder, because obviously there's nothing being offered, there's nothing on the table, which doesn't give me a great deal of hope. But then, obviously, as far as I'm concerned, I just want to bowl and I want to take wickets. Hopefully, that for at least another couple of years, that's at Durham. If it's not, then I'm going to have to obviously potentially move somewhere else, which I wouldn't want to do.
Yeah, family and everything else, of course.
Well, just it's the club. I mean, I've taken wickets. The 600 wickets I've taken is obviously is the journey. I've been given an amazing opportunity. I've been given. Yeah, I started at KTFL and then came to Durham. And the last thing I want to do is leave. But you know, fingers crossed that won't come to that.
Yeah. And as for this match, in a really strong position to increase that unbeaten run in the championship to 6 matches now.
We've got a great chance, and I think actually we had decent conditions to bowl in, with obviously with a swinging ball, but also the lights being on. But also helps when you've obviously battered and you've got, you know, 500 runs on the board. And as I said, you know, we battered fantastically well and we put the ball in the right areas today. And I thought me and Rushi were maybe a fraction short to start, but then obviously when we found our rhythms and stuff, I think they found it quite hard to play against us.
Talking of one Durham stalwart, moving on to another, Paul Collingwood getting 177 a day, and it's lovely to see Matty Potts at the start of his career, 19, getting a half century at the other end.
Yeah, absolutely, and he looked amazing, to be fair. He looked as though he was, I was starting to say, he's like the new the junior Jack Callis. He's got a lot of runs and wickets and catches to catch up with, something like that. But he looks a seriously good cricketer, and I've been around quite a lot and I've seen him, but I haven't actually been really played that much with him. And yeah, it was nice to see him bat well today. But I mean, look, we kind of know what Collie does. You know, he's the heart and soul of the club, really, and he'll keep on doing that as long as he's enjoying it. Really, he's in a position where he keeps doing well in one day cricket. His 4-day cricket is obviously in good nick as well, and I'm sure he wants to keep on going as long as he can.